Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm very happy to have Boyd Davis in the studio with me. Boyd's the GM of Data Center Group Marketing for Intel. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be back.
So, Boyd, you're probably a pretty tired guy. We just got done with one of the largest launches that we've done with the Data Center Group.
And it was unprecedented for us because we really launched an initiative focused on customers and didn't announce any new products.
Yeah.
So it was really a different experience for us.
And we've been talking about this on Chip Chat today, the Open Data Center Alliance announced. The expansion of the Cloud Builders program, and then really looking at Intel's cloud vision. Why don't you give your top takeaways from the announcement?
Well, you know, the cloud is a big deal. Gartner recently highlighted it at the top of the hype cycle, implying some sort of a trough of disillusionment coming. But we're very bullish on the cloud. We think it is transformative. It's one of those once-in-a-decade kind of architecture transitions, and it's fraught with a lot of challenges. Customers don't know how to get to the level of elasticity and multi-tenancy and security and automation that they need to get to. So first and foremost, it's about how do we address this transition to the cloud and help customers get there. And the second piece of it is how do you do it in an open, interoperable way so that customers don't have to sacrifice the choice and innovation they get out of the current model of buying best-of-breed elements of a solution just to get to the value proposition that the cloud offers.
Now, Intel, you know, an interesting player in the industry to be chosen to be the technical advisor of this group. You know, we're not a solutions provider. We don't even deliver point hardware to any of these customers in terms of direct sales or direct delivery. Why do you think they chose us? And, you know, what makes us the right fit for this?
Yeah, I like to joke that we're the only major player in the cloud who has no desire to solve the customer's business problem. We like to deliver technologies that ultimately do help customers solve problems, but we're not in the solution providing business. We're in the technology ingredient business. Our technology is quite pervasive, but we really don't have the same kind of role that a lot of the other technology providers have where they're really competing for that customer. But I think the other thing is our track record. You know, there are great standards bodies out there, the DMTF or IEEE or the PCI SIG, but those technology standards are not enough. You know, you also need to have good products, but then finally you need that catalyst, that motivation to pull the industry together and move in lockstep. And Intel's got a track record of delivering great products. We've got a track record of leading in and investing in standards bodies, but we also have a track record of pulling together ecosystems together to march in lockstep for something that might be too complex for one company to do alone.
Where have we done an ecosystem catalyst initiative like you've talked about?
Well, you know, if you think of the three things being products, standards, and ecosystem catalyst effect, you know, I think the best example that you can point to is the growth of wireless Wi-Fi in notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in 2002, penetration of Wi-Fi was very, very low. The cost was relatively high, and the availability of hotspots to use Wi-Fi was relatively rare. And there was a chicken and egg scenario where you couldn't get the cost down and the penetration up without the hotspots, but there's no need to have hotspots without the technology. So Intel had obviously been participating in standards like the IEEE standards, the 802.11 standards that were the wireless networking foundation. We brought out a product called Centrino that was a combination of processor, wireless, and chipset. So there was a great product there. But we also did a huge effort to enable service providers to deliver hotspots and not only have the hotspots, but make sure that the user experience for connecting to them worked better. We verified thousands of hotspots around the world with our engineering resources. And the net effect of that was in just three short years, we went to 90% penetration of Wi-Fi.
Wow.
And of course, now we all view it as indispensable. You know, so the reality, did we create Wi-Fi? Absolutely not. Wi-Fi was almost inevitable. The value proposition was so compelling. But do you think that we accelerated it to that three-year level? You bet. We absolutely did.
Okay. Now, going back to cloud, what is it that the ability to have open, interoperable cloud environments is going to do in terms of the capabilities of the average user and the average company?
In any given generation, customers are going to look for those differentiated solutions that can command a premium in the marketplace. But just because you pick a differentiated solution in generation one, you shouldn't be locked into a mediocre solution from the same vendor in generation four,
right,
because the architecture didn't allow for some level of modularity. So really what it's going to allow is lots of innovation and differentiation among the industry participants, but it'll also allow for a degree of modularity so that customers can pick the best ones every generation. And that'll accelerate the pace of innovation, deliver better value faster at a lower cost.
I would assume this ultimately helps the industry.
It absolutely does. The reality is when the cost of computing comes down, it becomes more accessible, the value of computing goes up because of the higher capabilities, the overall market grows.
Well, Boyd, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the program. We can't wait to have you back.
Great to be here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.